last ever. Extravaganza.
Stimulation. We seem to be approaching an age of the gross. Persuasion through speeches and books is too often discarded for disruptive demonstrations aimed at bludgeoning the unconvinced into action. yet we do what we must. I am hopeful, and I will try with best I can with everything I've got to end this battle and to return our sons to their desires. But we don't plan to surrender either, and we don't plan to pull out either, and we don't plan to let people influence us and pressure and force us to divide our nation in a time of national peril. The hour is here. In certain intellectual and political circles, there is an opinion that America should isolate itself from world affairs. To my mind, this is another sign of illness. It demands that a vigorous, powerful nation withdraw from the world scene and commit its full resources to solving its internal problems. The young, and by this I don't mean by any stretch of the imagination all the young, but I'm talking about those who claim to speak for the young. At the zenith of physical power and sensitivity, overwhelm themselves with drugs and artificial stimulants. Subtlety is lost, and fine distinctions based on acute reasoning are carelessly ignored in a headlong jump to a predetermined conclusion.
Of life are those who characterize themselves as intellectuals. Truth is to them revealed rather than logically proved. And the principal infatuations of today revolve around the social sciences, those subjects which can accommodate any opinion.
life is visceral rather than intellectual. As long as others will challenge America's security and test the dearness of our beliefs with fire and steel,
See how that person helped? That person helped tell us what it was about. 512-472-5667. Yes.
It's about the future. The future of now. It's about freedom. It's about grasping it by the neck. It's about placing it on hold for your sake. Come now, you surely know freedom. What you can have, faith, very simple trade, remember.
Yes. Each of them is helping what it is about. They are helping. They are calling 512-472-5667. They help. Hello.
The song is about freedom and about peace and serenity. It's about loving your fellow man in a brotherly way.
Americans are asking.
Thank you.
not get involved abroad. But this misses what is the most elementary and most obvious fact in our time. We are involved. If that be the burden of power, then I suggest we make the most of it.
Ken's last ever radio extravaganza exists for 8 more minutes. To put it to an end, call 512-472-KOOP. Be prepared to have your voice broadcast over the airwaves. It's 472-5667.
Someone left the cake out in the rain, and the icing is melting all over the place. I want to know who did it.
Why did they do it?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
What does it taste like?
It's melted now, like it was a white cake, green icing. But now, the colors of the icing have all melted away, sustaining the concrete. And the cake is soggy. Nobody wants to eat soggy cake.
Is it a layer cake?
Yes. It's a layer cake.
Now it has infinite layers.
Infinite, yes. Because with water.
Can you tell which layer is which?
No. They're all indistinguishable now. Several layers have now become ground layers.
Bring enough for everybody.
Someone did. I tried to. I don't think anyone's showing up. I don't think I can eat that much cake. Maybe the raccoons will.
How they did it, you see. You see what they did. 472-KOOP. That's just what they did. They did it with cake. Static electricity. Austin is known for its static, for its abundance of static electricity. Abundance of it. Yes. Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Talking to me?
Yes.
This is about a mundane acid trip.
Yes. Yes. I think that was very, very helpful. That's how
That's
they did
what
it.
They do.
That's how they do it. They call 472-KOOP. They do it on the phone. Oh, it's Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. For more information, visit the webpage, counterfolk.com/last ever. Counterfolk.com/last ever. You can send email to ken@counterfolk.com. You can call up on the phone in just a few minutes and speak to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza at 512-472-KOOP. You can listen to past shows, all of them, many of them, some of them, at counterfolk.com/last ever. This show and Saturday's show and last week's show and a lot of other shows can be listened to at counterfolk.com/last ever. Send email ken@counterfolk.com and listen every Tuesday night from 6:30 until 7. 6:30 until 7 p.m. in Austin on this radio station, KOOP Austin, which any second now will conclude its broadcast day. Its broadcasts at 3,000 watts. An effective radiated power of that. It's a non-commercial station. And it's located at 304 East 5th Street. It broadcasts from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Our office line is 512-472-1369. And KVRX Student Radio takes over the airwaves now until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening. This has been Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
What is it about?
It's about a mundane acid trip. Oh, I'm sorry.
Get on the airwaves and say nothing. Who aren't used to it, so they say nothing at all.
They're not used to it.
Shows I like to call. I think I'll add this one to the list.